The Juju Man. In a cave in the middle of a forest, there lived a Juju Man who made magic. The people who lived in the forest were afraid of the Juju Man, so they gave him presents to make him like them. A bunch of ripe bananas, a bowl of plums, or some fresh fish from the river. But the presents did not make him kind. The Juju Man just ate them up and waited for the people to bring him more. A little girl named Lily lived in the forest. When she had nothing special to do, she often hid among the bushes and watched the cave where the Juju Man lived. She liked to watch him when he swept out his cave with a broom of stiff leaves. When he did this, he put all his belongings outside the cave so that he could sweep in the nooks and corners. He had so many things. Lily thought he must be very rich. There were more things in his cave than in the whole forest. One evening, when Lily was watching from among the bushes, a striped tiger strolled past the cave. The Juju Man came to the door and said kindly, "Good evening, striped tiger. Will you come in and have supper with me? I have plenty for the two of us."
"Ah, thank you," said the tiger,
and he went into the cave. Lily waited and waited, but the tiger never came out again. The next time the Juju Man swept out his cave, Lily saw that he had something else new. It was a striped mat for the floor. She wondered where it had come from. She had never before seen a mat like it. One evening, a grey monkey with a long tail frisked past the cave. The Juju Man came to the door and said kindly,
"Good evening, grey monkey. Will you come in and have supper with me? I have plenty for the two of us."
"Thank you,"
said the grey monkey, and he went into the cave. Lily waited and waited, but the monkey never came out again. The next time the Juju Man swept the cave, Lily saw that he had something else new. It was a grey fur hat with a long tassel. He wore it on his head while he swept, and the tassel swung to and fro. She had never before seen a hat like it. Then one evening, a pink parrot flew by the cave. The Juju Man came to the door and said kindly,
"Good evening, pink parrot. Will you come in and have some supper with me? I have plenty for the two of us."
"Thank you,"
said the pink parrot, and he went into the cave. Lily waited and waited, but the parrot never came out again. The next time the Juju Man swept out his cave, Lily saw that he had something else new. It was a fan made of pink feathers. This time she guessed what had happened. She knew he had turned the parrot into a fan. She also guessed what had happened to the striped tiger and the grey monkey. They had been turned into the striped mat and the hat with a long tassel. Lily made up her mind not to let the wicked Juju Man turn her into anything by his magic. But one day, when she was hiding near the cave, she saw that the Juju Man was asleep. She crept into his cave on tiptoe to see the magic things he used when he put spells on people. She saw a bone in a corner. Perhaps it was a magic bone. She was just going to touch it when the Juju Man sat up and grabbed her tightly with his hands.
"Little black girl," he said kindly, "will you have supper with me? I've plenty for the two of us."
No, thank you," said Lily. "I have had my supper."
"Never mind. You can stay here with me and have some more of my supper. You must, or I will have to make you."
"Very well," said Lily, who knew she could not get away from the Juju Man.
He was so strong and cunning. The Juju man began to stir the broth which was cooking on the fire.
You have some nice things in your cave. I think you must have everything you need.
There is just one thing I want. That's a stool to sit on.
What kind of a stool?
A little black stool. Then Lily knew that she must be very careful indeed, or the Juju man would turn her into a black stool. When the broth was cooked, he put some into two bowls. And when he thought Lily was not looking, he put a pinch of powder into one bowl and whispered some magic words. He gave this bowl to Lily and kept the other for himself. But when he was fetching two spoons and his back was turned, Lily changed the bowls round. She gave him the one with the powder in it.
Eat up your broth. Eat it up like a good girl.
It is too hot. Then blow on it.
So Lily blew on her broth.
Now eat it up. Spoon it up,
said the Juju man, dancing up and down.
I don't know how to use a spoon. Please show me. We haven't any spoons in our hut.
Watch me. Hold the handle like this. Dip the other end in like this. Lift it up and drink.
The Juju man drank a spoonful and she tried to copy him. But her hands were shaking so much that she spilled the broth on the floor.
Hurry up, hurry up.
Let's have a race to see who can finish first. Lily ate as fast as she could, but the Juju man was winning easily. When the Juju man had eaten half his broth, he began to shrink and shrink. He grew smaller and smaller. His head got flatter and flatter. His legs got shorter and shorter. And in no time at all, he had turned into a little black stool. Then Lily looked around the cave and found a pot of magic powder that the Juju man had sprinkled on the soup. She put a pinch on the mat and the hat and the fan, and they turned back into the tiger, the monkey, and the parrot. Then they all danced for joy and ran home to their mothers. And though the Juju man was now only a black stool and quite safe, they never went near his cave again. We'll be right back.